Yes, I know, but Hector, shakes, we can't afford to pay anybody to run a radio station for us. We'd like to help you,
but... you don't have to pay me, Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, you won't work for nothing, will you?
No, but I'll work this here on a commission.
On what?
On a commission. You just give me 10% of all the money you take in. That's fair, isn't it?
Yes, it's fair, all right, except we won't be taking any money in. How can we take in money in a radio station? You can't charge folks for listening to your program.
Oh, shoot, you don't get the idea, Mr. Winterbottom. You see, you sell the program to sponsors.
Well, just how do you mean, Hector?
Gosh sakes, gee, Willeker, you don't understand this radio business at all, do you? Mm-hmm. Now, look, you sell lots of goods in this store, don't you?
Well, we got lots of goods, but we don't sell so much.
That's just the point. And the reason you don't sell so much is that it isn't advertised. Now, for instance, you keep cheese here, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll get up a cheese program, put it on the air, and get the cheese makers to pay for it. Then people will come in and buy the cheese, and you'll sell more, and then buy more from him, you see. Everybody's happy.
See, I sort of see how this business works now.
Sure.
But how about getting up a program? How do you do that?
Oh, shoot, that's easy. First, you start with a theme song.
What's that?
Oh, that's a song about whatever you're going to sell, you see. Mm. If it's cheese, you have a song about cheese.
Oh, yes.
If you have some music, you have music, and then tell a joke, a few jokes, and that's all there is to it.
That looks easy enough.
Shoot, that's a cinch. And after you get up the program, you give the sponsor an audition.
What?
An audition. You let him listen to the program, and then he buys it, see?
Yes, well, we'll try that, Hector. And just a second, there's the telephone. We'll try that, and we'll let you run the station.
Oh, thank you ever so much, Mr. Winterbottom. And, gee, Williford, thank you. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, it's all, Hector. Hello. Oh, yes, Miss Pinkley. Yes, we'll be here all day. Yes. All right. Goodbye.
Hey, what's that?
Yeah, Ding, if you know what? Our fortune's made.
What's that?
Well, why, we can clean up $1 million in 5 years. Yes, sir, get $1 million in 5 years. Half of it, anyhow. Hector thought up the scheme.
Well, if Hector thought up the scheme, we'll get half of it, all right. We'll get the 5 years.
No, we won't need it. This here is an honest business. We're going to broadcast about cheese.
And what cheese?
Why, the cheese we sell here, Adeline cheese.
That cheese does its own broadcasting.
Yes, well, now, just never mind. We're going to get up a program and have Mr. Adeline here and sell it to him. Now, you get that typewriter and we'll write him a letter about it right now.
Well, how can he listen to a program in a letter?
I guess that's right.
Get off
the horse. Wait a minute. He can listen over telephone. We'll telephone it to him. We can do that.
Yeah, but it won't work.
Well, why won't it? Why won't it?
Yeah, where are you going to get the music?
No, we'll sing the theme song, and the rest of it we can get off the radio. Now, you go ahead and call long distance and tell him you want to talk to Mr. Adeline of the Adeline Cheese Company.
Now, why don't you get him?
Because I've got to write out the program, that's why. Now, you do like I tell you there.
Yes,
sir. Well, go on.
More dead there. Yeah, I want a number. Of course. I want to talk to Mr. Adeline of the Adeline Cheese Company.
Let's see you now.
Hello? Is Mr. Adeline there? Just a second. Hey, Zeb, she says there ain't no Mr. Adeline.
Well, tell him you want to talk to head man.
Hello? I want to talk to head man. He is, huh? Yeah, it's mighty important. Yeah, all right.
Well, wait a second. What you hanging up for?
She says he's in Miami someplace. Says she'll get him and call us back.
All right. I got this program about worked out here now. Now, the first thing is the theme song. You know about cheese. And then we'll tell a joke, and then we'll turn on the radio and have some music.
Well, what kind of joke?
Let's see if I can think of one now. Here's one. You say, if a feller steps into his house, what is he? And the answer, is, he's a stepfather. Ding, why don't you laugh? Don't you get it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to remember it.
Oh, of course you can remember it. You just have to think of house and father. House and father.
Now, why can't you tell the joke?
I can't tell it. I've got to... Oh, I bet you that's him now. Now, just remember house and father, and when I give you the signal, turn on the radio there. Oh, come on, now, we'll give him the theme song.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Never mind, now, just join in with me. It's about Adeline Cheese. Now, come on. Hello?
Is it him?
Yes, it's him. Here goes the theme song. She's the idol of my heart. Sweet Adeline. Tell a joke.
Yeah, but Dad Bernard, I
come
can't.
Come on, get up here and tell us. House and father.
Hello?
House, and
house, your old man.
Oh, that thing's your stepfather. If it's that.
How's your stepfather?
Wait a minute, again, before you spoil the whole program. Never mind the joke. Turn on the radio. Hello? Just a second, mister. You're going to hear something. I say, you're going to hear something.
That's straight. If you don't kick through at 50 grand to go for a ride, and I don't mean maybe. Have the money ready, boys, and we'll let you know where to deliver.
Turn it off, guys.
And don't know the
fuck. Turn it off. Hello?
Oh, what'd you tune into one of them consigned crook dammers for? I told you what we wanted was music. Music.
Well, how could I tell it wasn't going to be music?
Well, you could have turned to another station, couldn't you? Now I'll have to call him on the phone again wait a second. Yes, sir.
Well, here I am. When do I start?
Huh?
I said, when do I start?
What do you want, Dad?
When do I know? He said he wants to start.
Start what? Start the job. I'm done.
Well, you got through pretty dad darn quick, didn't you?
Never mind the gags. That's my name. I'm Robertson Dunn, and my aunt...
How's that?
I said I'm Robertson Dunn, and my aunt...
Now, just a second here. Let's get straightened away here. Which one are you, Roberts or Dunn?
I'm both.
Well, maybe he's twins, Dad.
All right. I'll laugh. That's very funny, but I...
What?
It's funny.
Well, say, it's funny coming in here not knowing who you are or what you...
For sake, aren't there any people in this town besides imbeciles? Everyone I talk to...
Besides what?
Imbeciles. Nuts to you.
Well, what? Well, why, Dad, during your hide, you...
Yes, let's throw him out of here.
Yeah, you're going here, out of here, coming in here and insulting us.
I didn't insult you. You misinterpreted.
Yeah, well, you just keep her name out of it.
Who? I don't know who you're talking to.
What's her name?
Yes, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, young fella, trying to hide behind a woman's skirt.
Oh, now, look here. I'm not trying to hide behind a woman's skirt or anything like it. I'm here to go to work and...
Work? Work at what?
Take charge of your radio station.
Work?
My aunt, Mrs. Pinkley, wrote to me and said you had a job for me. Oh. Didn't she phone you a while ago and say I was coming in?
Oh, yes.
Sakes alive, yes. Come shine my memory. I must be getting old or something. I forgot all about it.
Of course.
No. Well, it's too bad, but I've already made some other arrangements. We're going to give the job to Hector Q. Smith.
Yes, sir, and the right dad darn smart chap is he.
Yes,
you
yes.
mean you're not going to hire me?
Well, that's just about the size of it, ain't it?
Yeah. Heaven's sake, well, you can't do this to me.
What?
I've come all the way down here to go to work, and I'm going to work.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
All right, we'll see about this. You'll hear from me again, and you'll be sorry. All right for you.
Oh, shucks. Always something coming up. Seems like... Oh, now, where in perdition did he go? Eb!
Yeah?
What are you doing back at the counter there?
Turn it on the radio.
Well, turn it off. I never want to hear another program as long as...
There is no question about it. That business is on the upgrade. Flash! Walter Guest, president of a well-known dairy products corporation, received a warning this afternoon from gangsters. They demanded a sum of $50,000. This concludes the DeWitt News broadcast. Next week, your reporter will interview another visiting athlete, Mr. Ed Peters.
Well,
by the Dingy River.
There must have been some kind of mistake.
Mistake, nothing. Them radio fellers must have heard me on the phone this afternoon and they liked me. Guess I didn't tell that joke bad after all, did I?